العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this silsila of Madani channel, Hidden Diseases. And the topic of this episode is Inad-e-Haq. Inad-e-Haq is a special terminology. We would not be able to find exact equivalent word in English language. Therefore, we would define it and explain so our viewers and listeners can understand what Inad-e-Haq means. While knowing that somebody is on haq, somebody is on the right path with reference to the matter of deen, then to go against him due to stubbornness, that is called inade haq. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, Alqiya fi jahannam kulla kaffarin anid. Surah Qaf, ayat number 24. Translation from Kanzul Iman. An order would be given that both of you should cast into Jahannam, into the hellfire, the excessive ungrateful person and the stubborn person. So this order would be given to angels. Al-Qiya, that is Tathniya, means dual. So two angels would be given the order to cast two kind of people. One is excessively ungrateful person, and the second person is the stubborn person who knowingly denies the truth because of stubbornness. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, a neck will appear from the fire of hell, which will have two eyes through which it will see, two ears through which it will hear, and it will have a tongue through which it will communicate and will say, I have been appointed to punish three kinds of people. The person who is an oppressor, who oppresses other people, he is stubborn. So oppressor, stubborn is actually in the same category, because he is also oppressing due to stubbornness, not accepting the truth, which in reality he knows is the truth. And then the one who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third person is the one who makes pictures. And there is a special definition of making pictures which has been condemned in Sharia. There is warning in Sharia regarding this sickness of heart, this hidden sickness, which is known as inad-e-haq. And as we explained earlier, that inad-e-haq is to deny or to go against some reality or some truth of deen, of shariat, which has been proven and established. That is called inad-e-haq, and person goes against it not for any other reason but because he is stubborn, he is arrogant. This is very bad, it is haram, and it is severely criticized in the deen of Islam. And this sickness of heart, this hidden sickness, is a cause of destruction in the dunya and in the hereafter. Therefore, every Muslim should try to refrain from this sickness. When you know that somebody is speaking truth, when you know that someone is relating truth about deen, then even if you don't like the person, even if you have personal problem with that person, you must be ready to accept that truth. You must not be stubborn. Otherwise, you may fall in the category of those who have this sickness of inad-e-haq, and that is very dangerous. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, keep in mind that the first person to exercise inad-e-haq was shaitan. It is mentioned in the book called Takabbur, printed by Maktabatul Madina, printing department of Dawat Islami. On the page number 10, it is mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the creation of Hazrat Adam Safiullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he ordered angels and Iblis to prostrate to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, or to make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. All angels followed the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they made sajda. First amongst them to make sajda was Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, then Hazrat Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam, then Hazrat Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, then Hazrat Sayyidina Izrail alayhi salam, then other angels who were in the qurb and the nearness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Angels made this sajda on the day of Jum'ah, from the time of Zawal till the time of Asr. But Iblis denied, the devil, the shaitan denied. And he became arrogant. Since he became arrogant, he became a disbeliever. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Iblis the reason of his denial and the reason of his not prostrating to Adam alayhi salam. He said it very arrogantly, ana khayrun minhu khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen. Surah Sad, verse number 76. He said, I am better than him. You have created me from the fire and created him from the soil. What was the meaning and the purpose and intention of Iblis to say these words, I am better than him, you created me from fire and you created him from the soil? What was his real intention behind this sentence? His real intention was, even if Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created from the fire, he would have been equal to me, not better than me. I would still not have prostrated to him. But yet now in this situation, he is lower than me. How can I make sajda to him? How can I prostrate to him? Ma'azallah, this stubbornness and disobedience of shaitan made him disbeliever, made him non-believer. And because of this takabbur and because of this arrogance, his face was disfigured and he became so ugly. His lightfulness, his noor, his light from the face was snatched away, confiscated from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chased shaitan from his court by saying, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Surah Sad, verse number 77. Get out, O shaitan, you are the rejected one. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, from this so far we understand that stubbornness, while knowing that the haq is with that person, is very dangerous. Now keep in mind that shaitan knew that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is chosen by Allah. Shaitan knew that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is Khalifa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in the earth. Shaitan knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated his station. While knowing all these facts of deen, due to stubbornness he denied, due to takabbur he denied. So this is what exactly is called inad-e-haq. And the first person to commit this crime in this world was Iblis, the cursed one, Shaitan Mardood, the devil. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, for every sickness there is a cure. Whether it is physical ailment or it is spiritual and hidden ailment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created cure for that. Yes, sometimes we are unable to reach the cure, we are unable to find the cure. That's our weakness. But sooner or later it has been proven in the history of humanity that people do find cure because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created cure. Now there are several causes for this sickness of inad-e-haq. If we understand the causes, the root cause of this sickness, then we can try to treat, and there is treatment in the deen of Islam. The first reason for inad-e-haq is takabbur. Takabbur, arrogance, pride. And the very same takabbur became reason for the destruction of shaitan. As Shaykh Saadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says very beautifully, takabbur azazil ra khar kard bazindan la'nat giriftar kard. The takabbur has made Azazil humiliated. His name was Azazil, and that was a respectful name, and no one calls him with that name anymore. Khor, he is disgraced. And this takabbur has put him in the prison of curse. He's being cursed always, every way. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Rajim, he's the rejected one, he's the cursed one, he's la'een. So the cause of it is inadi haq. The cause of it is takabbur. One should try to treat this sickness. If one feels that he or she is suffering with that sickness, one should ponder upon the harms and the destructions of takabbur. Person who exercises takabbur, he is totally disliked by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hates that person who exercises takabbur, who displays takabbur. An arrogant person is regarded as the worst of all the people. Bad-tareen shakhs, very bad person. Arrogant people will face severe humiliation and disgrace on the Day of Judgment. Those who would be deprived from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, an arrogant person would be amongst them. And the biggest humiliation and disgrace for the arrogant person is that he will not be allowed to enter paradise initially. Meaning he has to suffer, he has to face a lot of sorrows and troubles and problems and calamities, and then after his punishment is completed, then he will be allowed to enter paradise. When person will keep these harms of takabbur and arrogance in front of him, he will be able to get rid of this harmful hidden disease of the heart. Because if you don't know that you are suffering with this sickness, then the treatment is not forthcoming. So the first thing is first, and that is to know that you do have this problem. And then, as we have explained, start pondering upon the harms and the disasters that person would face in the dunya and in the akhirat because of this takabbur. So when you start thinking and pondering upon these issues, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be encouraged to get rid of this sickness. The second reason of inadi haq is to earn wealth and money via najayz, impermissible haram means, and to have desire and khahish to do najayz and haram things and earn money. One should think about the reality that short-lived benefits are nothing compared to the benefits that person is going to attain in the akhirah, which are permanent. One should try to develop the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in himself, and one should trust the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and support the haq, support what is truth, whether there is worldly loss in it or there is no worldly loss in it, whether he is going to suffer some losses in the dunya or not. One should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not fear people and support the truth. And if we start doing that, we will start treating that sickness which is hidden in our hearts, and that is inadi haq. The third reason is hubbe dunya, love for the dunya. And when person is engrossed in the love of the dunya, he tries to prove what is najais as jais. So he tries to prove what is not permissible as permissible. And this is a very major sickness, and there are a lot of people suffering with that sickness, not only ordinary people, even many scholars. And these scholars are so-called scholars in reality, because they're not supporting the truth. They're supporting their own ideas or ideologies. Or they want to please someone, some rich people or political parties or rulers or etc. So this is a very major sickness. So they know the haq is on the other side, but they will still deny and support the falsehood, not the truth. The fourth reason for inadi haq is khud pasandi. Khud pasandi is self-liking. Means that you start, you know, seeing into yourself and develop wishful thinking, and everything that you see in yourself, you see as to be perfect. And that leads you to think that you are better than others. So that is called khud pasandi, self-liking. That's also a hidden disease of the heart. Now you will see this sickness in many ways when people talk to each other. For example, when person gives his opinion, his mashwara, he will start thinking that my opinion is final and it cannot be rejected. Now if this is the kind of mindset that he has, that self-liking, and this person becomes very difficult to accept the truth. He would always try to prove what he said is right. We notice this in discussions, in mashwaras, in business meetings, in normal family meetings, here and there. It happens always. The person who is suffering with this sickness, even if he is made silent with proofs, he would still come up every now and then to say that my opinion is the right opinion. And sometimes they even say with their own tongue, you know, my opinion is the best opinion, or my opinion is the right opinion. That's arrogance. One should present himself as a humble person. One should always regard himself as nothing and say that this is my insignificant opinion. This is my worthless opinion. This is my weak opinion. And then let the others decide whether your opinion is insignificant or weak or worthless, or your opinion is perfect and worthy of considering and taking and basing the decision upon your opinion. So therefore, people when they have this sickness, they start violating the rules of Sharia. They start following the desire of their nafs, and they justify within their own self, and they start analyzing things, and they start using their own weak, crooked analogy, and then they start doing things. We see that every now and then in our life. And this sickness is very dangerous. It can lead to many sins. Therefore, we have to treat it. So the way of treatment is that, as we are taught in the environment of Dawat Islami, that always think that your opinion is humble, your opinion is insignificant, your opinion is worthless. Don't get involved in khud pasandi, don't get involved in self-liking or thinking that what you do, what you say, what you present is always the best, is always superior. So one should not think that way. The mahal, the environment of Dawat Islami indeed will help you to develop that kind of feeling that one should not be engaged in khud pasandi. So whenever you sit and you talk, you must always humble yourself. And if your opinion is accepted, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has enabled you to give this kind of opinion. And if your opinion is rejected, then you will not feel sad because you already said it and believed that my opinion is worthless. So when people don't think that their opinion is worthless, then they always feel hurt when their opinion is not accepted, and they become stubborn and they cause many problems. And then they keep that in mind, they keep grudge. For example, if their opinion is not accepted and somebody else's opinion was practiced, and along the line if something went wrong, then these kind of people who are suffering with self-liking, they will come and beat the drums every way and tell everyone, "See, I told them, but they did not listen to me." They don't listen to anybody. I know, I got experience, I got knowledge. No, I think, I got a good mind. They did not listen to me. Now he still comes back to prove that he is better than others. It's a sickness. So one needs to get rid of this sickness. And the fifth reason is that person is greedy of fame. Qalb-e shuhrat. While person knows that the haq is on the other side, the truth is on the other side, he stands up and he starts opposing. So in this way he can be noticed, he can become famous. As there is a saying, an idiom in Urdu, badnaam honge kya naam na hoga. It's like, even though we will have bad name, but still we will have name. So there are a lot of people who practice this theory, while they know that the truth is on the other side, but to draw the attention of people, they will come up with a very different, unique viewpoint. And we are seeing that. We are seeing that in lot of intellectuals, in lot of so-called scholars as well, that there is an opinion upon which there is consensus of Sahaba and Tabi'een and Tabi' Tabi'een, and it has been practiced always amongst the Muslims. Now the person comes very smartly and he says, "No, I got dalail, I got proof," and comes and misleads the public. Public does not know how to handle, how to refute, because person is quoting ayat, ahadith, references. So these are people who are hungry for fame. And this is how falsely they get fame in the dunya. But they must not forget that in the akhirah there is accountability and Allah knows their intentions. So therefore try to get rid of this sickness of desiring and loving and wanting fame. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make you famous, he will make you famous. And if he does not want to make you famous, then all your crooked tricks will not make you famous in the sense that people will respect you. Sometimes people do become famous, but there is no respect for them. Shaitan is famous. Everyone knows devil, but no one respects him. So, what's the benefit of this fame? The fame that is enjoyable is that you're serving the deen and people love you for the sake of deen, and Allah makes you famous because of your services. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to get rid of this sickness, which is very dangerous and it is a very big blockage for our spiritual development. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
For as our nafs is indeed an enemy, for as our nafs is indeed an enemy, don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving